November 10, at home. John chapter 14, verses 21 to 24. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. A Christian is a follower of Jesus, and following him means just that, following him. Disobeying him isn't following him. It's refusing to follow him. Jesus makes four statements about those who obey his commandments. 1. They love him. There is a constant correlation in John's writings between loving Jesus and obeying him. 2. They will know the love of God the Father. God loves this unsaved world, but it doesn't know his love. Christians who obey Jesus' commands know the love God has for them. 3. They will know the love Jesus has for them. Again, Jesus loves our world, but the world refuses both him and his love. Christians who obey Jesus' commands know the love Jesus has for them. And 4. Jesus will show himself to them. Jesus will reveal himself to those who obey him. Many first century Jews were waiting for the Messiah to come and reveal himself in power to the world. The disciples recognized Jesus as the Messiah, so when Jesus spoke of showing himself to them, Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Judas spoke for all the disciples. They wanted Jesus to show himself to the world. His promise to only show himself to them was not enough. Responding to Judas' question, Jesus began, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. This adds another promise to what Jesus has already stated, and we will come to him and make our home with him. The Jews believed God would dwell with his people in the age to come, from Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 26 and 27. Jesus is promising that what was expected in the time to come would be experienced at least in part in the present. It would happen with the coming of the Holy Spirit, whereby the Father and the Son would make their home with believers. This promise applies to individual believers, to anyone who loves and obeys Jesus. When Jesus spoke of the Father and Son making their home with the believer, the same word is used as in chapter 14, verse 2, when Jesus said that in his Father's house were many rooms. As the disciples looked forward to a place in these rooms in God's presence in the future, the Father and the Son would make their home, their room, with them here in the here and now through the coming of the Holy Spirit. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. This is why Jesus would not show himself to the world, but would make himself known to his disciples. At the end of the age, Jesus will reveal himself to all as the judge of the living and the dead, as in chapter 5, verse 28 and 29. But until then, only his disciples, through the centuries, really know him. These words you hear are not my own, they belong to the Father who sent me. Jesus said many times he spoke the Father's words. He says it again here to highlight the fact that the promise of the coming of the Father and the Son to make their home in the believer was completely trustworthy. Do you ever think about the Father and the Son making their home in your life? What differences do you think it might make to your life if you were always conscious of this truth?